Okay, let's try this again.
We just want to start off by saying we deeply apologize. We were abducted by aliens, but we are back. This is UA. I'm Cheyenne.
And I'm Mason.
And today is Movie Monday, so we're uploading a little too late, but it's better late than never. So this weekend, we watched A Quiet Place Part 2.
So if you haven't seen it yet, you guys should probably watch it before we talk about it. But if you have seen it, boy, do we got a lot to say. So first off, we watched it over in Phoenix over at the AMC 24, which is over in Ahwatukee for this weekend. So it was kind of hot. 107 degrees is not my kind of cup of tea if it was piping hot. Anyways, okay. So our thoughts are mostly positive, except for like a few kind of character flaws that we didn't like. But let's start off with what Cheyenne thought.
Personally, I thought we were going to see a lot more of what happened before the monsters, or would they be considered aliens? Either way, I thought we were going to see more about that time, but it was actually only in there for maybe 5 to 10 minutes, which is, it's fine. But I gotta say, Emily Blunt, her acting is superb, man. Superior. She is freaking amazing. There were a lot of moments where I was like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And then boom, something would happen. And I'm like, oh gosh, why did that happen? But it's okay. Also, I gotta say, the little kid, like her son, pissed me off. He started doing things that logically you don't need to do. It's just putting you in danger.
Yeah, like this is one scene is totally unnecessary, but it's just literally put in there to get him put into a dangerous situation again, which just kind of annoyed me. Because you knew it was going to come anyway, so he kind of just was a magnet for the aliens. Which I do like to talk about, that the beginning was, even though it was short, it was perfect. Like, it didn't have to prolong explaining what they were. Just like a few moments of him walking over to the store and going to where they were going. And it was perfect, because it was just quiet. And then you see why it's quiet in town, and then you see what happens as the aliens land. So it was perfect. Wouldn't want to add on more or anything. The dialogue was the dialogue was pretty good, because it showed you that, you know, they were in a town, the most towns, they know each person. So it kind of gave you that feel that of a small town.
I like the camera angles that they got when he was like walking. It would just follow him. And I was like, this is perfect. It's well paced. Just keep it going.
Didn't even see the camera.
Yeah, we didn't even see the camera inside the reflections. We were like, me and Hannah were like, whoa, where are they? How did they even do that? And I know it's editing, but still, it's pretty cool.
Then we go back to like where the beginning kind of leaves off at the end of the first one. I like that you don't really tell, like, even though, how many years is it apart? Like two years apart. Although it's not much of a time to see actors age, but like, it's nice to see that these characters are somewhat look the same. Pretty sure that the boy kind of aged, you can kind of tell because he's a little bit taller and all that, but still, you didn't even care about that whole minor aging between the first two. So that was pretty good. And then you got to actually see the aftermath during the day, and that was great. And then the next scene, when they go to like find somebody else, you can see a drastic contrast between the farm and where they were at. They were like in a machine or a factory place. They were just surrounded by metal, which is kind of dangerous because it just makes noise no matter what you do. And this guy, he kind of learned how to like maneuver around that in order to keep him and the people he was with safe.
The budget for this movie was about $61 million. I haven't heard anything about the box office numbers, but I'm pretty sure those are very high. For a movie of that budget, it's actually really good. I'm really disappointed that Jaimin Hansu, I apologize if I pronounce your name wrong. I was really hoping that he was going to be one of the characters that branched off and would like help and stuff like that. If they choose to make a part 3, if they leave it at a part 2, it's still perfect. But yeah, I was like, no, not my man. But yeah, he's gone.
And I really like how the ending was for this movie. It kind of goes back to the first movie, you know, with Emily Blunt, how they figure out that her whole earpiece was, the feedback was what kind of hurt the aliens in a way. And
frequency.
And then she like shoots him in the shot with a shotgun in the head. That you get that kind of same feel with this one, but it's not as climactic as as that, but it still kind of leaves that cliffhanger or kind of feel of like maybe there'll be a third part, maybe they won't, but it's still cool to see that. But I was sad they didn't like show more of what happens after they figure that out or how it affects any other alien that's outside in the world.
Yeah, I don't, the ending is perfect, like it works. But how would anybody else out in the world that's not like in the town or on the island, how would they know what she's like meaning to do?
You're right. That guy does mention that the frequency doesn't go beyond the valley. So it's kind of, I guess, I don't know. Maybe it's just going to create like a safe haven for them. So they'll just constantly be playing that feedback. And then if an alien comes by, they can just turn on the speaker or something and just turn it all the way up. But I'm wondering if the aliens are affected by it from like a small speaker. What would happen if you surrounded them with a bunch of speakers? Would it just like blow their head off because of the feedback? That's something I want to know.
Probably have to be a higher pitch in order to do that. I mean, I'm at least guessing so, because the feedback for that one, yeah, it's really loud, and the way that the aliens react to it, it seems like they're probably going to explode if it keeps going on forever. But if they had a way to like heighten the pitch, I think that their heads would explode.
Yeah, that's a good point. And it also makes you think maybe a dog whistle would work too, because no humans can hear it. But I'm gonna assume that the alien will be able to like hear it, especially with dogs around.
You true. But I gotta say, this movie, about a 9 out of 10. Yeah, I was really hoping that they would keep Hansen. I was really hoping that his character was going to be like a main character and stuff like that, but I know it's more focused around the family. And also, speaking of the family, you definitely see some of John Krasinski's character in the girl and the mother's character in the son, which, you know, I really expected from the beginning, because I mean, his daughter's more a leader, like she thinks. I don't know how to explain it, but I know what I mean.
No, I understand what you're trying to say, but I mean, if people want to like figure out what you mean by it, they need to watch the movie in order to understand you, because you don't understand the contrast between the daughter and the son until you actually see what they go through until the end. Then you can see like why the son is like the mom and the daughter is like the dad. So, but we highly recommend that you guys watch it, but safely, because we still are in a pandemic. So just wear your mask and just be cautious. But you should watch it in movie theaters, because that's definitely the way you should watch this movie.
Yeah, so the theaters in Phoenix, especially the AMC ones, it's so different from the stuff in Portland that we have, because in the speakers, it literally felt like they were around, you know, like the monsters, like you could hear them in the left corner, the right corner, whichever way it comes out, you can hear it, and it feels like it's probably gonna happen.
But that's gonna be it for that whole episode, but we do want to add some like little bit of news and some stuff we saw over on the interwebs. For me, it's Zachary Levi in Shazam Fury of the God. I've seen the pictures of his new suit, and I gotta say, it's a lot better than what he had in the first Shazam. Even though it's a good movie, I love the movie Shazam, especially I love the actor Zachary Levi, but you could tell that the suit was padded, because none of the muscles were like, they weren't defined, so it was like you're just seeing him wearing like a puffy suit, kind of. But in the new one, you can definitely tell that he worked out for this role. And I really love his dedication to superhero movies, because I know he's a big like nerd and all that, which I really liked about him. And he does put passion in every like show and TV movie that he does. So I'm excited to see that, especially the suit, because in the picture it looks like there's definitely some detail in that. So that's gonna be cool too.
Aeson's not excited for this, but I am. As you guys may know, Fast and Furious is making Fast and Furious 9, and that comes out on the 25th. So who's gonna watch it? I am. And hopefully who else watches it? Aeson. But what is this stuff I hear about them going to space? Is that like an actual thing? Because if it is, I swear to God, I really hope that they just stop after the 9th one. If it says we're going for one last ride again, I'm gonna be pissed.
Some of the things that we are looking forward to watching, though, besides Fast 9, is Cruella and also Loki, which comes out on Disney Plus in 4 days, I believe. So I'm looking forward to watching that. And I know that E3 2021 is going to debut the Halo Infinite, which I'm kind of excited for it, but at the same time, I'm hoping that they don't kind of mess this whole thing up. But we'll see about that. And also, I saw that Jensen Ackles has a picture of him showing off his new suit as the character, the Soldier Boy, in The Boys. So I've never actually seen a TV show, but I'm just a fan of Jensen Ackles, especially since he did the whole 13 seasons of Supernatural, which I'm sad that ended too. But I'm glad that that's it.
Well, that's going to be it for this one. It's pretty short, but that's fine. We're trying to get back into it. We've just had a bunch of crazy weeks after weeks. So follow us on Instagram. We're also on WordPress at uapodcast.com or something. I messed that up. Okay, Aeson usually does the endings. Okay. But yeah, we have TikTok and we have Twitter. Twitter, we somewhat use, but Instagram we're mostly active on. But we will see you guys on Wednesday.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye.